Wow. Boom. Great episode of Breaking Boom. Bad.
Love that episode of Breaking Bad.
I got an email from somebody on some content stuff, and like he's like, well, you know, you should probably just read lightly. And I was like, oh, shit! So stoked.
Awesome.
Guys, well, that was Breaking Bad was really cool this week, but something else was on this week. We're back.
Throw out the rundown.
Yeah, throw out the rundown. It's been a while. Sean and I were on the road.
Yeah.
Battling demons.
Lots of battles. Lots of smoke shows.
Tons of smoke shows. Treading lightly. We were not treading lightly. but newsroom, throw out the rundowns back. Sean McManus, Weston Green, Adam Bernstein. Let's jump into news night with Will McAvoy. We're halfway through the series or season.
I believe so.
We 10 episodes.
I have Wikipedia up and it says there it lists 9 episodes right now.
Only 9 a season?
Yeah, and you know what? There is only 9 because
we threw out one or something?
Yeah, they threw out the rundown for one of the episodes. I remember right before the season started there was some news that there was some production mistakes or something. I don't know. We can
they call them scaffoos in the industry.
Also from a callback to our first episode, where's Patton Oswalt? We have not seen him yet.
You don't know Patton Oswalt. That's true. The HR.
I just remembered that.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to
that. So we're back. News night. I like this episode. Why? Number one, Sean brought up earlier. Really like how it all takes place in one episode. Great. Love that. I wish they did that more. Like, it's really fun to, like, cut back and forth, jump between things. Really got a lot of information out of an hour of the show.
That's what made the first season better. They did a lot of that during the first season. Didn't a lot they? Of it was more
yeah,
in studio. A lot of Mac coming in saying something, or a lot of headset dialogue between the both of them. And I think that was where the best dialogue was coming from. And they're not doing it as much this season. This was the first episode they really did it.
I mean, I guess let's just jump into the stupid Sloan thing. Like that's a pretty big jump
for her.
I think so. I mean, because her character was like always this like bimbly, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know guys. And now she's like, I can take hot pictures of myself. and what a fucking creep show to put it on, what, revengegirlfriend.com or something? Revengeporn.com?
Knows what it's about.
I've never even been to that website.
Have you ever heard of revengeporn.com?
Now I have. I'm like, A, that's crazy that exists. B, it's crazy they got, like, you know, a huge promotion. Yep. You know, that traffic's definitely going to spike.
Oh, definitely. It was weird, that storyline, how it fit in with the whole episode, but it was all worth it when she kicked that guy in the nuts and punched him in the face. That made up for it.
Definitely. I agree.
Or Don getting a little closer.
I thought they were going to kiss.
Yeah.
I really thought they were going to, and I would have been so mad.
Yeah, it would have been weird to make out with the chick who would, like, there's naked pictures everywhere on the internet.
Kind of cliche.
Yeah.
Well, we've been spending the whole episode together. We're getting close. Like, make out.
Yeah, it would have made Don look really creepy. And it was, like, super weird. You're wearing the same necklace in the photo.
Yeah,
it's you. Oh, the pixels are the same. Like, they were just coming up with random shit.
That guy just really studied those photos.
Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him.
It just crazy. Once he started getting the pixels, like, dude,
the pixelation was exactly.
Yeah, insane. But what a fucking douchebag! Who was this guy? I'm really mad about the guy she was dating. Like, who does that? Who just uploads photos the next day too? It's like
investment bankers or whatever that guy was.
Also, during Occupy Wall Street, that happened.
Oh, I'm reading something here that says this actually happened to Olivia Munn. That's true.
to all our younger fans out there,
yeah,
take this as a lesson to tread lightly.
It's the same exact. It's literally look at this. It's like diagrams and like, yo, this is the same.
Whoa! Is this the pixels that he was talking about?
All right, B block. What's in the B block?
I don't know if we knew this before this episode, but apparently he was like a shitty dad, alcoholic and stuff.
We kind of knew that. From that flashback to September 11th. I was, like, stoked to meet the dad, but
I was hoping that.
And then, wait, what happened when, like, somebody's like, he's here? Who is he? Remember earlier in the episode?
I
thought the dad showed up.
That was the agent guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy's sick. That was some cool conversation where they were just shooting the shit, and they were just like, yo, actually.
Dropped some. So he gave him that, I don't know, flight manifest or whatever as like evidence? Okay.
It confirmed the Genoa thing that the white phosphorus and all that
confirmed
stuff.
Charlie's doubts about it, I think.
Yeah. Now they actually have evidence to back it up. I mean, they had the tweets. Tweets were good. But now they have actual government documents.
I feel like there's a lot of stuff that Sorkin writes where it's like da-da-da-da-da, blank space to like put in Twitter or like BuzzFeed. It's like, oh yeah, no, did you see the blank article? It's like, oh, BuzzFeed was hip.
And then like assistant writers put in the website name or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, Twitter is huge in this season. Then also moving on to another storyline with Will and the woman on Twitter, who he apparently snubbed at a restaurant, and then she was feeling very strongly about it. And he was more affected by that than his dad dying, or at least that we saw.
That is true, yes. Maybe it's like something about his ego, you know, like this affects his ego, this affects his personality.
He might be reverting back to the old days where he was all about the ratings.
Well, I think he still cares about the ratings because she said, I can't remember. We'll play a clip real quick so you can hear what happened.
What's Max Steel? You think second C-plus?
She didn't have really a story.
Had a story.
She was kind of everywhere. She, as an executive producer, should be.
Literally was everywhere in that episode. She was almost in every single storyline besides Sloane's. She was yelling at Will to call his dad. She was yelling at
Neil
for the Twitter thing. And then she was yelling at Jim and Maggie for the Zimmerman audio file.
It's crazy that made it into the show.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it. I thought it might have been too soon, but Sorkin was like, nah, fuck that.
This was the original 911 tape from 2 years ago.
I remember seeing that, like, pages of download, like the crazy release. Yeah, it took everyone forever.
Maggie, fuck. But we'll get to that later.
Well, you want to talk about it now?
The C Block.
I didn't change the channel right away. I think I watched it on HBO. Yeah, I did watch it on HBO Go. And an interview with Aaron Sorkin came up that was like a recap of the episode. And he said that storyline was based on real life. That actually happened where some like assistant producer edited the tape wrong and got a whole bunch of shit for it.
The actual Tavon Martin?
Yeah, the George Zimmerman Tavon
Martin. What's up with the drinking thing?
Well, the drinking thing too. I missed that. I was falling asleep. I was exhausted.
I think I missed the anyway.
Well, Jim, first of all, Jim was just standing over her shoulder most of the episode, waiting for that file to download. And they were having this really odd dialogue going back and forth about his new boo, Meryl Streep's daughter.
Okay, can you help me with this?
Yeah, Meryl Streep.
I was wondering about that. What's the deal? So she writes a bunch of like shitty articles too?
Basically, that's what she was saying. She was like, oh, that was a real nice article on the Huffington Post about feminism. And then we were like, calm down, Maggie. You're fucking up left and right.
Right.
Tighten up those pitches. Pretty much, it was just that tension, like, really, Jim? This is what you're doing? And this is what you gave up a story for? Because then she brought up, he gave up the story to this girl who was writing these shitty articles for the Huffington Post and these anti-feminist articles. And she was like, really? He got the interview?
Like the side boob. Because she was writing top 10 side boobs, right?
Yeah, I think that was one of them. So he was like, Jim, you fucked up.
But she did have a couple real articles, right?
Yeah, well, she was on the campaign. She was trying to make her way up through that.
But you have to write the shitty articles first.
You have to write the shitty articles first.
Probably gets paid per click.
And we all know about that.
We do, yeah. And we also know about transferring files. Takes forever. Standing over sucks. Could start browsing some.
Honestly, I thought that would be faster for them.
The thing was that CNN was trying to download it. Fox was probably downloading
stuff
it.
Has
NBC.
It's probably a local server.
Yeah, it was like some middle of nowhere police agency.
Florida.
Florida does nothing right anyway, so.
Except for splitting the name and making a rapper out of it.
So the final thing that Mac was also a part of was the whole guy that they were supposed to interview about. I don't remember the kid's name who killed himself because they found out. They posted. Yeah, they post the him having. Or him.
Was that a real story?
Yeah.
Okay, was, I remember was, that. I remember roommate, that a long time ago.
His roommate out. Tyler Clemente. His roommate outed him, with him like either just like making out or I'm not sure hooking up with some dude. He posted online, and then Tyler ended up killing himself. And basically, they were having that guy on who didn't really know him. He was just gonna comment on it.
It wasn't. Just to clarify, it wasn't the guy who posted the video. Yeah.
It was some. It was like someone commenting on it, but it wasn't him. And then he basically what we found out was that he was just using it so he could come out to a massive amount of people. And you don't do that on
not be around his parents when he came out.
But you don't do that on Newsnight with Will McAvoy. We found that out very clear from
because there was a reason though. It was like his it's like not entertainment. He was doing it for himself and not.
I think the reasoning was that he was trying to be like, well, like people shouldn't be afraid, so I'm going to do it to the masses.
But who was he?
He was nobody.
He was some kid who went to – did they actually – was it actually Tyler Clemente? Was that the name of the person? So it's some kid that went to Rutgers that just claimed he knew him and tweeted about some big shit coming up.
Twitter fucking everybody up.
Twitter everywhere.
Sorkin is loving Twitter nowadays. I don't see many Sorkin hashtags except for So Sorkin, which we're still trying to get. Look at that one.
I don't think Aaron Sorkin has Twitter.
No, he doesn't have one. I remember when I interviewed him and he's like writing a Facebook movie. He's like, yeah, I don't have Facebook. He's like, I just want to make it.
He doesn't write what he feels.
So who is writing all this dialogue about Twitter?
What's that mean? He's writing like
he's
shit.
Writing, he's writing, like, and then
so, they like add some, in Twitter.
Some young intern kid is inserting Twitter.
In we all know it's not Gideon Gato. And Gato? How do you say it? Gideon Gato? Gideon Yago. Because he wrote a lot last season. Anything else happened in the episode?
Prank call, too. And they were saying, like, I'll patch you through to my husband who's trapped under the building.
Was it a prank call?
Yeah.
It ended up being a prank call?
Yeah, they found the number and it was led to the people at the W Hotel. No.
The woman was supposed to be there. But they ran a tracer or whatever TV link.
I like that story, though. I like that.
But it turned out they were just going to prank them. Probably when they went live, they were going to yell.
And also, side character jumping in at the end is like, fuck you guys. What was the exact quote? Side characters, again, killing it, side characters.
Baba Booey, motherfuckers.
Baba Booey, motherfuckers.
I've never seen that guy either, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he's a new kid, huh?
He's a sad guy,
here's
you know.
The thing, guys. Therians don't have software that unblocks phone numbers, and that's why your super is knocking on your door right now with a police
officer. Characters.
Great timing, also.
Baba Booey, motherfuckers.
No. He's a side guy.
He's a shitty side guy. All right.
Not like
fucking,
Gary.
Who's the
MVP?
Well, what's the deal with Jim? What was the alcohol she was drinking? Like, if it wasn't
she's
vodka,
been...
she drinks on the job.
No, he's saying that she's doing too much outside. That she comes in and like I guess she smells of it, or she's obviously hungover or something. But he was like,
I thought she was drinking.
It was very subtle. But he was like, yeah, before you go out and get your next drink.
Switch to vodka, you can't smell it.
And then she was magging it up again.
Pounding
some Coors.
Pounding some Bud Heavies outside in the parking lot.
Bud Ice.
Me and her friends at the 7-Eleven picking up a nice case.
Yeah, so MVP, I don't know, I mean...
Booey motherfuckers
that guy killed it. He had one line and he destroyed it.
That's pretty good. I'm trying to think. I liked old Charlie stuff with that agent guy. That was cool.
I like Charlie. I'm going to vote Charlie.
I'm going to vote Dawn. Dawn was – right?
Oh, no. What was Dawn's whole thing with, like, not being on the screen? What was up with that?
Oh, yeah. How
that was so forget? Funny. And why did he not want to be on TV?
He's trying to put himself in the news.
wait, no, but there's a he was like seriously trying to hide from like he catch himself and he like ducked down. Why doesn't he want to be in the background?
I'm not sure if it was anywhere linked to it, but did it have something to do with because they got that they found out that someone used him as a source for that made up story?
Oh, he didn't want to be there. That's
and
why.
Maybe he didn't want to be linked to it. So I don't think they used his name.
What was that story? Why was he linked? What was this whole thing?
He made up a joke at some kind of event.
Oh.
And this random website.
How'd you get that?
The man named Munch running it ran the story, and he kept saying, "Yo, we got multiple sources." But he didn't. He was making that up. This was episode 5 of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 4 was written by Aaron Sorkin. Episode 5 was written by Aaron Sorkin. 6 was written by Aaron Sorkin, and 7 was written by Aaron Sorkin.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
uh-oh,
there's a 2-part season finale, and those have to be written by Sorkin,
of course,
right?
Yes.
So he would have written more than half of the season by himself.
Yep.
Yep. Upcoming.
Oh, Election's going to be in it.
Yep. Upcoming. Episode titles are One Step Too Many,
uh-oh,
Red Team 3, Election Night Part 1, and Election Night Part 2.
The election's after Sandy. They can't not.
They have Sandy. To do a whole episode about Sandy.
Red, what's it called? Red?
Red Team 3.
That sounds like Sandy. They have to do
no,
Sandy.
Well, the Red Team was the whole, the people that don't know about the Genoa story that come in and try and prove it wrong.
Fuck.
So,
what the fuck?
One Step Too Many? Wait. Yeah. You're right. The Sandy was October. Election
if
was November.
If they skip fucking Sandy, I am going to be so
it might
mad.
It would have to be the next one, right? Or maybe it's Red Team and they have to do it by candlelight or something.
I swear to God, if they do not. Like, Sandy has to be a flashback. If they fuck that up,
I hope
I'm
Maggie
so
died
mad.
And cut her hair during Sandy.
I heard they were going to stop it before Sandy. Okay, so we got some crazy stuff coming up. But really, all I really care about is what the fuck's going to happen on Breaking Bad. Like, holy shit.
I love Breaking Bad. Amazing first episode.
That, best, I mean, better than any, I mean.
Just when he said, "Hey, Carol," mind blown.
Then we said, "Hey, Carol," the second time.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
And Walt Jr. still eating breakfast.
Brushing the breakfast. Dude, AK-47. Ricin. The ricin's still around.
Ricin's still around? I thought they were just going to forget about that.
Never. That's our Chekhov's gun.
Throwing money.
That was terrible. That was the worst money. Part of the scene.
Badger with his Star Trek movie.
Yeah, people love that Badger shit. What else happened in that? Oh, just the ending. It's just like, that annoying car, and they're like talking, and fucking, you think nothing's gonna happen, and Walter walks away. He's like, "Fuck this!" Turns around. Crazy. We have a special guest. We have both George Waskett
and Hannah.
Hey, this is the Newsroom Podcast. We got Brother Rodan.
Hello.
Sean and Adam. I'm apparently introducing you to all of them.
Welcome
to Throw Out the Rundown. Hey, so we heard you. So, you know, we grabbed the burgers last week. We grabbed some burgers at the burger joint. And you said you've been enjoying the Newsroom.
I have. I'm obsessed with it.
Which is crazy because I know someone who hates it. Okay, we need your help really quick. Did you watch the 5th episode?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so any highlights, any things that stand out to you? Like, what did you really like and what did you really not like?
Okay, the part where Sloane is talking to the angry guy that used to date the girl who's now a ginger, and she was talking about how she dates all these bad guys, and then he starts yelling at the phone at this other guy, and then they go to an office and she hits some guy. I really wanted, when she was yelling at the guy on the phone, for Sloane to be like, he's a bad guy, because he's a bad guy and I don't like him. And that's what I thought about the episode.
Yeah, these guys loved it.
Oh, I loved when she hit the guy in the nuts. That was my favorite part of the whole episode.
That was great. But what's that guy's name, the guy who used to date the girl who's a redhead now?
Don.
Don Kiefer. Don Kiefer. He's the senior producer of the 10 o'clock hour with the other guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was fun chatting to you guys, but I'm in an elevator now with my bosses, so I should go.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. Hey, really great having you on the show. Please come back again.
That was a great walk and talk. That was a great elevator walk and talk.
She's on elevator rock and talk. Dude.
That was so Sorkin. Hashtag so Sorkin.
Now we have the yin to Hannah's yang, or the Ben to Jerry's Jerry. George.
I was actually really upset when I found out that Hannah liked the show. She went back. She went back to Portland, Oregon, which is where she's from for a wedding. I'll sit down. Oh, sorry. I'll sit down. Yeah, she went back to Portland, Oregon for a wedding, and she admitted to me that she started watching season 2 of The Newsroom and absolutely loved it. But I just didn't understand how anyone could like the show. I mean, even though that I'm sitting in a room with 3 people who enjoy the show, and now I'm dating one, it turns out it's like The Walking Dead, where there's just more of them every single day, and I just have to run.
That's good. That's a good point.
Great analogy.
Great. You know, I compare it to, you know, what's going to happen? All right, guys.
I'm going to leave now.
All right, George, thanks so much for being on the episode.
Thanks, George.
What? Okay, so, like, what do you think about episode 3 and 4?
Since I still haven't seen the show, I assume it was amazing. If you like terrible shows.
That's George Waskett, everybody. You can find him on the internet at bestrooftalkever.tumblr.com. 5-year anniversary. Where are you going? Do you want to get some food or what? Really? Right now? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to be?
I'm meeting Irina in Union Square.
Oh, dude, I brought pants. I'm wearing shorts right now, but I brought pants, so fucking able to switch that shit out.
Okay. So is that you want to
come? I'll text you. Or text me. Where are you going? We're going to Hotel Y? Dude, I haven't shaved in like fucking week. I look like
Chantel Hotel.
Williamsburg.
Oh, dude, you think
you'll fit in Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Hotel Chantel Bottle Service.
Hotel Chantel Bottle Service. Dude, I do Hotel Chantel Bottle Service more than I do Jane Hotel Bottle Service, but I like Jane Hotel Bottle Service more. Wow, Hannah Hickman really coming through with some knowledge of the show.
And George Waskett really coming through with some hate for the show.
Yep.
Really considering breaking up with a girl because of the